Most authors struggle to get their work noticed at all and would love to get a phone call by a publisher asking them to write something. But when an editor called Northwest Arctic resident and writer Seth Kantner asking him to write about caribou, this was his response.
And I said no.
Kantner will be the first to admit that he can be a bit cranky when it comes to managing his work. He wanted to get a collection of essays and columns published, and he says he got along okay with the editor who had called, so they compromised. The book of essays was published this month and is called Swallowed by the Great Land.
So I didn't just hang up on her, and I said, well, how about my book of essays? So we came to the agreement that if I did the caribou book for them, they would do the essay book. Pretty quick in the project, they got excited about the essay book. Pretty quick in the project, I got not excited about the caribou book. So we wrangled our way through that. I am working on the caribou book now, and Swallowed by the Great Land is out. So they went ahead and did that first.
All right, well, let's talk about Swallowed by the Great Land. I love the title, first of all. How did that come to you?
I wish it did come to me, but it came to somebody else. A couple years ago, I want to say three, maybe, when the German survivalist went missing in the Ambler Valley, and it became sort of almost like the Into the Wild white boy in the bus story. Not to that extent, but there was a big search for this German guy, and newspapers were writing stories. The family came up, stayed with us, and I ended up getting involved with them searching and wrote a story. Well, Anchorage Daily News put the head on it, Swallowed by the Great Land. I like that. And then the only other thing I'll say is up until most of the way through this project, it was called Arctic Homeboy, which I was horribly embarrassed about. And so near the end, we had a little wrangling and swapped it out. Yeah. Which is part of the business.
Would you say that there's sort of like a theme that emerges, or in the past, the books that you've written have been based, well, your first book especially, was a fictional characterization of a lot of the events from your own life. And then the second book, Shopping for Porcupine, was a collection of stories and also about a lot about your life and your parents and your brother. How about these stories? Are you looking to have a particular message in them, or is it just observations from your life?
I feel like I owe the land and animals a debt for all the years of just, you know, waking up in the morning and going, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to go drag something home. And so at this point, I feel like, you know, there's dangers to the land and the animals, be it, you know, climate change or certain development or certain ways of hunting or something. But yeah, I'm writing about home and people and animals and definitely big changes. You know, some of these past winters, when we have rain every month, is not the way it's supposed to be. And I write about stuff like that too.
Are there particular essays or columns or stories that are in there that are some of your favorites that really stand out and you want to highlight?
Yeah, maybe the third or fourth one is, I think we ended up titling it Wolf Eyes. That was about a wolf that we ran into along the river that was limping. And my daughter and her friend from the village had just opened these boxes of Rice Krispies and gotten these little plastic step counters. And so they were scurrying around the hill, and I was thinking, holy cow, you guys already walked like 3,000 steps this morning. And they were chasing a porcupine up and down the trail, and caribou were crossing the river. And then we went for a boat ride and ran into a moose and a bear and beaver and otter and whatever else. And then it's all the same day. And then we ran into this limping wolf who had his own step counter, you know, the pain of stepping on a broken leg. I guess, you know, I just kind of glued those little Mickey Mouse step counters in with nature and wild animal. And I was happy with how it came out. I liked it, which is, I don't usually say that about my writing.
What are your thoughts about what you'll read to the audiences? And will you change what you read to Alaskans as opposed to what you read to other people?
Lori, it's incredibly nerve-wracking when you have all the weird little tics that I do, but if I see one person in the audience that I've seen before, and luckily I can't recognize people, but if I see one person, then I panic and don't read what I plan to because they might have heard it before. And so I never really know what I'm going to read, and I absolutely never know what I'm going to say. And trying to plan doesn't work for me because I forget what I planned.
Seth Kantner will be reading from Swallowed by the Great Land tonight at the Lusac Library in Anchorage at 7 p.m. On Friday, he'll be in Talkeetna, Saturday, Juneau, and Sunday in Haines, and then to the lower 48 to continue his book tour.